Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
With Open House across Australia, here's a question. Are we loving ourselves to death on social media? There are lots of people who say we are, as we spend more and more time each day uploading our photos, videos, opinions, saying to the world basically, look at me. It seems love is all around. It's just that it's self-love or narcissism. Now, I know there's a little bit of that in all of us. Self-esteem is a good thing. But wasn't Jesus' new command, love one another, not love yourself? There are many commentators who are saying that we're living in an epidemic of this self-love. So I thought we'd have a good chat about this with our new media, social media guru, Steve Krieger, who joins us in the studio tonight. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Lee.
Thanks for joining us. And we'd love to hear from you too. We've already had some good responses to this question on our Open House Community Facebook page. You may think that there's some irony in that. Yes, you're right on social media. But do you agree or disagree maybe? Are we loving ourselves to death on social media? Perhaps it's better to give us a call. Shun that social media just for one moment. 1-300-40-2020, or if you want, ironically post on our Facebook page. Are you becoming, or have you seen friends who are becoming a bit more socially dysfunctional, where they exist more in the virtual world than the real world? How have you seen that play out practically? How do you think you're changing maybe, or your friends are changing? Here's an interesting question. For all the connection on social media, I've thought this for a while. Is the case of it all being a kilometre wide and a centimetre deep? Do you know people who should, look, to be frank, just get over themselves? Where do you reckon we're all going to end up if our great passionate obsession with ourselves totally locks us out of being a help or having a heart for anyone else? Maybe you think the criticism of social media is completely overblown. Self-esteem is important. I can actually love others as well as myself. And there is no such thing as an epidemic of narcissism. Love to hear your thoughts. 1-300-40-2020. Or if you must, post ironically on our Open House Community Facebook page. So, Steve, while they do, what do you think? Are we indeed loving ourselves to death on social media?
Well, social media has provided so many channels now for us to promote ourselves.
Yeah.
We can check in and let people know when we have arrived at a fancy restaurant. We can post our status updates. We can let people know of events that we've organized. We've got so many opportunities now to talk about ourselves. And to be frank, many of us are taking those opportunities and using them frequently.
Yeah.
So as an example, on Friday night, I had a quiet night at home and I just was looking at Facebook. I thought all my friends must be celebrities. As I looked at the stream of updates that they posted, they were all going to amazing movies and theatre and fancy restaurants and bars. And I thought, what am I doing sitting at home? Everyone else is just having a fantastic time out in the world.
Yeah.
But that just identifies something that social media has enabled us to do, and that's be very self-selective in the types of updates that we post. We like to post things that promote ourselves and the glamorous lifestyle that we'd like to be leading. Most people don't post updates saying, I'm sitting at home in my tracksuit pants eating pasta. It's not that exciting. It doesn't get much attention.
Steve's, I hate to draw your attention to social media in the midst of this conversation, but Steve's sent a lovely pic in that we've posted on our Open House Community Facebook page. Have a look at that. I've got a mate who a few weeks ago posted, I think it must have been about 30 blow-by-blow tweets of his dinner with his mum and dad.
Must have been a good dinner.
Yeah, to the extent that, and this is where I think he's probably succeeded. Mark Scott, managing director of the ABC, tweets, this could become a reality TV show. And I think, oh, don't say that because you'll only encourage him.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully the days of reality TV are over, but it's just shifted off to a different platform. We don't want to watch it on television anymore. We want to watch it and, in fact, be the character in that show ourselves. And that's what has changed in this new world of social media, that once we were spectators, we were observers, we were media consumers. Now we are the creators of the media, and we want to and are living out as celebrities in our own worlds online.
In our own lunchtime.
Yeah, I was trying not to say that, but it's true.
So what are some of the things you've seen happening, some of the other things that you've seen happening with social media where you think, yeah, this is just a bit too much?
I mean, there's lots of examples of this. And I think, we were chatting about this before, the examples aren't so much in the grandiose celebrity displays of self-love, but in the smaller examples of us as individuals speaking more about ourselves and the fun things and the amazing things that we're doing, you know, the exciting overseas holidays and the great restaurants that we've visited and the clothes that we just bought and the amazing time that we just had with our best friend at a restaurant that no one else will ever be able to get into. Someone that I've seen on Facebook who only ever posts updates about the successes that they have at work. And you can see, again, how much of our identity can be revealed in the types of updates that we're posting and how much we are consumed in our own self-love and how that is expressed so clearly in the types of updates that we post.
Yes. We'd love to hear from you, 1-300-40-2020, on your experiences or observations. I know that they're just sitting out there watching TV. There was one young woman posted a couple of weeks ago. She can't remember quite all of what it was, but she said, I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio, got the TV turned down, subtitles on, got my phone on Twitter, my iPod in the other ear, doing my homework and listening to the radio program. Mm-hmm. I think, how do you do it all? The experts are doing a lot of work on this, looking at this kind of question, aren't they?
They are. I'm not sure how they measure this kind of activity, but apparently 30% of students now, at least according to a study done by San Diego State University, say that 30% of students are now considered narcissistic compared with 15% in 1982. So that's doubled in that time period.
Wow.
So obviously, however they measure this, and I think we can see this from our own experience, we are becoming increasingly self-obsessed. As we start to spend more time thinking about ourselves and less time thinking about others. And I think Facebook is a classic example of that.
Yeah.
As we're constantly thinking, what's something funny that I can say here? What's going to attract a lot of likes? What kind of content can I post that will make myself look good and attract a lot of comments?
Steve, let's have a real life, lifetime conversation with a real person, separate from social media.
Great.
Jonathan's called from Melbourne. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you going?
What do you think? Fine, thanks.
I think that social media is just a medium like anything else, email or phone. We need to just use it responsibly and wisely and think of others in how we do that.
It's pretty easy to get out of control, though, isn't it?
It is, I agree, yeah.
Yeah. So what's the solution? How do you prevent it?
I think education. For, like, in schools, you can talk about cyberbullying and things like that, which make people more aware of what they're doing.
Yeah. Steve, got any thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's a good point Jonathan makes. I wonder how we educate people about thinking less about ourselves. I mean, I posted on Facebook before I came in tonight just to ask the people that I know. Are you aware of this narcissistic, your narcissistic tendencies on Facebook? I don't even know whether we have really considered our vulnerability to this or whether it's something that has just silently snuck in and we're now only starting to realise.
Yeah. Jonathan, what do you think?
Oh, I think that I'm really thinking, status updates particularly just are talking about yourself, aren't they? I think maybe if you use the message functions and group functions, that can be quite good for community on Facebook.
Yeah. Jonathan, thanks very much for your call.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye. Good on you. So what do you think the answer is, Steve? How do we make the most of this amazing world of social media? Because I'm not criticising it, but while keeping ourselves in some kind of perspective.
Absolutely, and I'll be the last person to criticise social media. I love spending time on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else. I think the first point to make is we need to be know really where our identity lies and to not be ashamed of what that identity looks like. And so for the Christian, that means being in Christ and to have our identity and our self-worth entirely tied up in Him.
Mm.
It doesn't matter how many friends that I have on Facebook or how many people like a post that I upload or what kind of photos I'm able to post to my Facebook page. I am in Christ and He gives me great worth. And something that I've noticed curiously over the last couple of years as Facebook has expanded is the disconnect often in so many lives of Christians in the life that they live on social media, and in particular Facebook, and their Christian faith, and how much we've separated that identity in not being willing to talk about Christian things, or the fact that we've gone to church, or, you know, we check in at restaurants and cafes all day, every day. But how many people even check into church, for example, the people who are likely to do that kind of thing?
It's an interesting thought. Terry's called in from Sydney. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Lee. I was just going to say something that your expert has just mentioned, in a way. It's just about the approval thing. You know, like it says, I think, in the Proverbs, the fear of man brings a snare. And so it seems to me really dangerous that we need to be approved by other people. You know, instantly, if they don't like me, I could kind of go into a big slump. I think that happens to young people quite a lot.
Absolutely. I think that's spot on, Terry. And I think that falls back as well on our tendency to want to compare ourselves with others. And that's something that social media makes it very easy for us to do, doesn't it? I mean, we look at the friends that we have, we see how many friends they have, how many people like the updates that they post. And so that comparison game that we play feeds back quite badly, I guess, in terms of how we seek approval, and we see the approval that others are receiving and that we're not receiving, and that causes us to spiral down, as you mentioned.
Terry, thanks very much for calling in.
Pleasure.
Good on you. There was a Punch article that triggered our discussion tonight, which is it's very grounding when you read Brad Pitt's character. There's a great quote in this article from Fight Club. "Listen up, maggots, you're not special. You're not a beautiful, unique snowflake. You're the same decaying organic matter as everything else." Kind of brings us all down to earth with a thud.
It does. I don't think we're going to see that on Facebook anytime soon.
No, that's right. Won't be my new status update or anything. Steve Kroger, always great to talk. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Lee.
Good on you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.